There's cookies today, so you might want to rethink not coming up for the children's sermon today. You guys need to sit down on the bottom. 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 That's perfect. Perfect. Hey, you guys. Christmas is coming. You guys knew that probably, right? Huh? How do you know that? How can you tell? What's going on? Yes?
Because it's 22 days till Christmas.
22 days, you're right. Man, got some good math going on here. How do you know? What's happening?
Because it's December.
It's December. Yeah, that's a good sign. That's a good sign Christmas is coming. What else? What else do you see? What else do you see going on?
It's Advent.
It's Advent. Look up there. Were those there last week? Huh? You got one of those in your house yet? Yeah, some of you do. Some of you don't. Probably going to come pretty soon, huh? Anybody seen any lights outside? Anybody got lights on in their neighborhood? Yeah? Anybody seen Santa at the mall? No? Not yet? Yeah, okay. You know what? We're gonna focus on some things this morning. We're going to look at some signs. Some signs of Christmas. Now, I want to show you a couple things here. A couple things we got going on here. You see that sign? Yeah. Madeline, can you, I know the people in the back can't really see what this is. Can you read that out loud for me? Is that all right?
Xmas.
Xmas. Okay, that's some people's way of spelling that day when Jesus was born. Now, I want you to look at this sign, this picture. What do you see? What's different? What's different? Yes, yes, in the back. You see anything different? Here, let me show. Let me see if I can show both of these at the same time. See something on the first sign and the second sign? Yes.
It's actually spelled right.
It's spelled right. What do you see here? There's the word Christ. In this sign, Christ is taken out of the word Christmas. And you know what? As you look around, sometimes people try to do that with different things in the world. They forget about Christ. And the truth is that Advent and Christmas, it's all about Jesus. Now, you know, one of the things that my family likes to do at Christmas time is bake cookies. Bake cookies. Now, we also like eating cookies. What do you think Jesus might do with a bunch of cookies that he baked? What do you think he might like to do with those? Let me ask you this. Maybe this will be a little easier. If I was Jesus and I just baked these cookies, what would you like for me to do with these cookies? Yes? Yes?
Let us eat them.
Let you eat them. Yeah, exactly. Now, kids, I went home and I worked really hard to bake these Oreos last night. and it was really hard to get them in this package that looks just like the rest of them. So I'm going to try to be a little bit like Jesus today, and I, after we pray, am going to give you a cookie. And so what I want you to think about during this season of Advent, I want you to think about things that Jesus might do to get ready for Christmas. And I want you to treat other people in a way that Jesus might treat them at Christmas time. So let's pray. Jesus, this season is about you. Lights and trees and presents and shopping and singing. Man, all that's really fun. But sometimes it gets in the way of us seeing you. And so we're asking for your help this morning. Help us find you during this season of Advent and Christmas. And more importantly, help us to act like you. These things we ask in your Son's name, and we all say together, amen.